The South Australian Royal Commission into the Murray-Darling Basin Plan has delivered that scathing assessment of the multi-billion dollar water sharing agreement. Commissioner Brett Walker SC said maladministration and unlawful conduct have delivered poor environmental outcomes and left the agreement open to legal challenge. Now, not everyone is welcoming the findings. The New South Wales government has accused the Royal Commission of hysteria and irrigators are cautioning against rash action. Steve Wan is the CEO of the National Irrigators Council. He's also a minister in the New South Wales state government when the plan was developed. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thanks for having me.
So one of the key criticisms of the Murray-Darling Basin Plan is that the science was compromised by the political realities of selling the Basin Plan to angry regional communities. Should we be surprised that it's been so badly compromised?
Well, I think you have to challenge the view that it was compromised. The commissioner only heard from a very narrow group of scientists who gave that opinion. They didn't hear from the body of scientists who are currently working on the plan or who are in independent positions who unfortunately didn't appear before the commission, so it makes it a bit difficult for them to hear both sides. But I do think that's a contentious conclusion that the commissioner has made. But I think probably more importantly in the long term for where the Basin Plan goes, we have to ask the question that if the commissioner is right in saying that the Basin Plan is invalid or that it needs to be completely revised, where does that leave us? Do we really want to go from a situation where we're halfway through implementing what is unique in the world as one of the biggest ever attempts to restore a river system with this sort of action? In fact, I think we're the only place in the world that's done anything on this scale. Do we want to ditch that halfway through because it's still got to 2024 to run and go back to square one with what would inevitably be a long struggle to try and get a resolution?
You've been critical, and you were just critical there, of the fact that you say they only listen to a narrow group of scientists, but the scientists and the bureaucrats were actually prevented from testifying by the federal government.
Well, there was I have to say, from an irrigators, National Irrigators Council point of view, I would have liked to have seen the Murray-Darling Basin Commission authority there. I mean, it's very disappointing that occurred. But there is a large range of scientists in other institutions around Australia who are not part of the government, who are also experts in their fields of hydrology and fish and so on, who could have been asked for evidence by the commission, but none of whom's names I can see on the list.
So do you accept that if the science is faulty, then aspects of the plan may need to be revised, or do you just think, you know, just stick to it regardless?
Well, I do think that the conclusion that the commission has made that the science is faulty is one that is not agreed, and that is fundamentally what's made a lot of their recommendations. So, you know, that's quite flawed. But then we do need to go back to the situation of the Basin Plan's implementation in 2012. It was a bipartisan agreement which went through the Houses of Parliament. It was one which went through quite a long process of trying to get agreement from people to something which could be implemented. And the situation for communities is that they have seen some quite significant negative impacts from the plan so far on production. We're starting to see some positive impacts on the environment, and the Productivity Commission report on the plan, which came out last Friday, confirms that. So,
okay, but the Conservation Foundation says the Basin Plan and the mass fish kills we're seeing in New South Wales at the moment are evidence of a system not coping. I mean, you're saying, you know, it's all improving, it's all going, getting better, but look at the news in recent weeks.
I think you probably all know that you can't take the pictures on the TV as being a comprehensive environmental assessment of the plan. And what we have seen from the Productivity Commission and from a number of other reports, this is actually around the 35th report on the Basin Plan since it was introduced in 2012, is that they do say that there has been positive environmental improvement in the system. We are only halfway through the implementation of the plan, so it will take some years. But we've also got to remember that the plan doesn't solve drought. We've got a very serious drought in the Northern Basin at the moment. The figures for inflows into the Northern Basin at the moment are frightening. And, you know, I've seen a number of droughts there in my previous career as well as this one. We've seen, for instance, in the Namoi River, 0.7% of the average flows going in, you know, record lows. So It's just not good enough to dismiss the drought as being a major cause of what's happening there.
We've seen images today of water-soaked cotton farms in Queensland. We're just across the border in northern New South Wales. We've seen mass fish kills. Do you accept that to some, it looks as though irrigators are doing well at the expense of the environment? I mean, do the pictures lie?
Well, what we know is that there will be very little crop grown in northern New South Wales and southern Queensland over the next year. There is some water which is available through carryover, and that water is also available for the environmental water holder, and they've been using that to water wetlands, important wetlands in northern New South Wales. So that's a system of water allocation which is very clear. There's more than a dozen catchments in New South Wales and Victoria and Murray which have zero general security allocations at the moment. Those farmers will earn nothing. And so unless you have that, you have a system of carryover entitlements, which does allow people to bank water, essentially, for a following year. And a lot of them are using that. Some of those in the Darling Downs and those sort of areas are also using bore water. So when you see some of those pictures, you do need to delve a bit into them to see what the story behind them is as well.
Steve, thanks for your time.
That's a pleasure.
Steve Wan is the CEO of the National Irrigators Council. He was also a minister in the New South Wales State Labor Government when the Murray-Darling Basin Plan was developed. This is RN Drive.